Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing much. What up, everybody? What up, Red? What up?
What up, Brother
B? Another episode of the menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good, Big Red Brother B in the house? What's the deal, Red?
What's good? What's good, everybody? What's good? Chillin'.
You sound a little muffled. What you doing? You hiding under the blanket? You sound a little muffled. You hiding.
Hold on. Wait, sound better now? Hiding out from these weird old people walking around this earth.
Hey,
some of them need to be on another planet somewhere. A whole lot of them need to be on another planet.
You would miss me. You would miss me. You would probably try to call me. E.T. phone home.
Oh, no,
anyway.
You staying here. No. You're going to stay right here with me.
So we go get
sushi and go get us some cheesesteaks. Nah, you got to stay with me. The rest of them, they got to go. I can't.
No doubt. No doubt.
I cannot.
Well, once again, what up, everybody? Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. You can catch us on Facebook at Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL, The Menu, Mind Your Mental. Also on Instagram at The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. Yeah, we also on Twitter. You can catch me on Twitter, Brother B Vision 7 on Twitter. And that's what's up, man. Yo, what's up with this weather? Before we get into the show,
don't worry.
What's up with this weather,
man? Guess what? Next week y'all gonna freeze your asses off.
I don't know if I can deal with this. This is too, like, I need it to be one way. Like, either you're going to be, like, cool, you're going to be cold, or you're just going to be warm. Like, I don't understand. Like, tomorrow's supposed to be, like, 65 degrees, and then it's going to, like, drop to, like, 30 by Friday or some crap like that.
Yeah, like, it doesn't make any sense. If it's going to stay one way, just stay one way. But don't be up and down and 60 degrees something, you know, and then next thing you know, it don't make no sense.
Well, this is where people would make the debate for global warming.
Well, that's what who was it that was talking about the global warming years ago?
Al Gore. Al Gore.
Yes, Al Gore.
He was big on that. Yeah, he was big on that whole global warming thing. But he was not playing. Like, he was going out there preaching to everybody. But
right.
I mean, it's not like it's not an issue. I mean, as we can tell now, it just, you know, everything's weird. Like, you know, there's no real stability with the weather, you know, compared to, like, years ago. Like, we was kids coming up, we had, like, a crap load of snow. Like, foots of snow. Now, all of a sudden, maybe a little bit of snow here, nor'easter, it gets dirty, melts, and then, you know, everything's back to normal. 50, 70, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then 2 or 3 or a week later, be back down to 20 degrees, like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. But, you know, it is what it is. But, I gotta give a shout-out to my one of my old-school brothers, Sir Sill. My man's still doing his MC thing out in QB. I'm gonna give a shout-out to him. And all my peoples in Queensbridge. you know. What up, Mika? You know, still repping the bridge. You know, Story Projects, Ravenswood, you know. And where you from, right? Where you from?
Crown Heights. You super. Crown Heights.
No, Crown Heights. From the damn Crown Heights. Brooklyn,
that's
period.
Where we,
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, Crown Heights. Yeah, that's where, I mean, that's where we lived at. We lived in that area.
Yeah, no
who?
Doubt. No doubt. I said Brownsville.
Who lived in Brownsville? You said Brownsville. I actually know Brownsville. Maybe later on I did, but you went from there to Queens. I had to rep Queens.
I was born in Brownsville.
You know what?
Brownsville.
How come I never knew that?
Because you don't love me enough. Anyway.
You ain't my family no more.
Yeah, you ain't no family. You ain't no family. No
more. Oh, God.
But, once again, let's get into the show. Yeah, everybody, the menu. Blog Talk Radio, 347-324-3395 is the guest calling number. So, yeah. This whole Russia and Ukraine thing. So our topic, Russia versus Ukraine, you know, we're boiling point, Russia versus Ukraine. Is this our beef?
It's never our beef.
Okay, while that may be true, to a degree, it is because we have interests. This country, the U.S. has interests in other places, military bases in, you know, areas, you know, near the region. So, you know, Putin, who has seemed like a wild card for years, you know, I mean, it's no secret, you know, who Putin is to the world, and especially to the U.S., you know, with the 4 years that he spent, you know, being very chummy and close with Trump, you know. You know, I've been watching a little news here and there just to do, you know, the homework, because it's all depressing anyway. Yeah, this doesn't seem too cool. Not at all.
No, it never, like I said, it never is, but, yeah.
You know what my problem is this is how other conflicts or certain things go on in other places and then it affects people here. Like, I've been looking at my 401k. Oh, man. I'm the people who have 401ks, you know, depending on, you know, what you have your, you know, your account, you know, based in, or if you're in the market, people are losing money. Like, I know I'm losing money. Yeah, I'm.
You know why?
Like, just because of this whole situation going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
The market is unstable because of what's going on with these cats over there, man. It doesn't make, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to I guess to Putin, it makes sense. But no one, it only makes sense to this guy, Putin. It doesn't make sense to anyone else. Like, he's just, it seems like, you know, from what I gather, you know, I'm not pointing any fingers and, you know, staying objective about it. I'm trying to anyway. But, you know, in observation and from reading, it seems like he's just being a book.
Right.
But then again.
Which I think he's always been like that.
Yeah. But then again, I mean, people can sit back and say, well, what about the U.S.? Like, aren't you a bully? Or haven't you been a bully? Where, you know, you feel you can go to this place and do this and go place and do that. Like when you set a certain precedent, you know, people kind of follow behind that. And if you turn around and you've been known for going into countries and saying, oh, well, we're just doing this to make things better, or we're just doing this to save these people, somebody else is going to start to use that line too. And when they start to use that line, at the, you know, depending on, you know, what your interests are in the region or in that country, so you may not like it. You may not like it at all. So, you know, it seemed like this all started, or part of it started, or most of it started when, you know, back in the 90s, like, you remember when, you know, the U.S. fell? I mean, I'm not the U.S. The Soviet Union, you know,
yeah,
kind of took a topple back in the 90s.
Right.
you know, there were certain, you know, Eastern European countries that broken away from the Soviet Union.
Right.
So they started to align themselves with the U.S. and NATO. And, you know, people like Putin weren't too happy about that. So I guess now he feels that this is kind of like the time to, hey, I want the Ukraine back in the, you know.
So he wants to be back in power. He wants to have them back in power. He wants to have the power of that.
Yeah, he no. Yeah, what he wants is the Ukraine back under Russia. Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like he wants. He wants the Ukraine back. And he's like, hey, nobody's going to give it to me, so I just might as well just take it. But because the Ukraine kind of sits between Russia and these other Eastern European countries, which, once again, some of them do have U.S. military bases on them. Right. So, I mean, okay, if you want to look at it from a power play, yeah. He probably doesn't like the fact that this country is in the middle and there are U.S. troops over on this side. Now, people can say what they want about, oh, well, you know, I thought the U.S. and Russia were cool. I mean, listen, we had a considerable amount of beef. I mean, those from that era, like when we were growing up, it was like, it always seemed
it was
like,
always
especially that. During the Reagan years,
mm-hmm.
yo.
It was always
straight
beef.
Beef
was hard.
Yeah, very, yo, straight up and down beef. So now we've come to this point where, you know, there was this falsetto of it seeming like, oh, chummy. You know, oh, yeah, you know, oh, Putin's a nice guy, this, that, and the third. Listen, yeah, he could be a nice guy until he has, you know, his agenda is known, and then he gets what he wants.
Right.
Or he's trying to get what he wants. And what he wants is, you know, I want Ukraine and I want you other people to back off. Like, I want all these countries to come back under, you know, come back to Russia.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So my thing is the U.S. getting involved. The U.S. has a, you know, embassies.
I guess they have to get involved because, as you said, there's, you know, they have people there. They have troops there. So I guess I feel that's why possibly that the U.S. has to get involved because they got to protect their people.
Well, apparently President Biden, you know, was telling families of U.S. Embassy staff, it's like, you need to leave that area, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's some troops on the border of Ukraine, a whole lot of them. You know, from what I've been checking out, the U.S. has been sending, you know, weapons, you know, over to the Ukraine, you know, to help. And see, that right there, I mean, if you really think about it, like, how good of a look is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you would think that it's not like the U.S. is going to stay out of it because they have interest in that region.
Right. Yeah.
And they also have interest. It's not like they don't have, you know, interest, you know, like Russia is like one of the big, you know, a huge provider of, you know, oil.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to those that drive, like myself, gas prices are,
gas prices is crazy right now. And
well,
I don't even drive. I'm even driving. It's crazy.
Some parts of the city, gas prices are like $5 plus, a little over $5.
What? Wow.
Cool. And that's just for premium. That's not super. Super, you definitely paying like well over $5. So, you know, depending on what area you're in or if you live near the highway or whatever. Yeah, I mean, for the premium, you're looking at, you know, foreign change, like $3, you know, close to $4
for
foreign change. Yeah,
that's crazy. Oh, my God.
And if they go to war, it can get worse.
Years ago.
But real quick, just imagine. So if you if you're one of the producers, a heavy producer in the game of, you know, oil, if you want to shit on somebody, all you got to do is like, you know what, man, we're not spending nothing over there. We're just going to fall back on production. Now, that would kind of hurt you, but it would hurt other people more.
All right.
Which, you know, it would set off this whole supply and demand thing. Like, he's like, you know, it's a tactic that could be used that could, you know, either blow up in his face or blow up and out in the U.S.
All
you
right.
Know, no one knows how it's really going to play out. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, that's just like when they had this gap, you know, that was, yeah, I think that was back in the 70s, late 70s when they had the gas shortage. I think it was a gas shortage. Or maybe that might have happened recently. Wasn't something happened where they ran out of gas or they were running out of gas or something like that?
No, that was a domestic issue. I think something
or
happened.
Oil or something. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the gas mines or had something. It was COVID-related.
I remember. So it might have been in the 80s, and I think it had something to do with oil, but I don't think that it might not have been Russia. I think that might have been had to do with, like, Iraq or Iran or something like that. But I remember that.
In the Bush days. Yeah, in the Bush days, that was, you know, that was their whole beef with the, you know, Middle Eastern, you know, territories and things of that nature.
Right.
So, but, yeah, this is just, you know, something, you know, a little different. I mean, it's not like, once again, during the Trump years, you know, there were a lot of deals made, of course, that will never know about. Some we'll see, some we won't. But, you know, it's not like Putin doesn't have a hand, you know, in the U.S. market or in the U.S. period. And it's not like Trump doesn't have a hand in it either. Because, I mean, you see how Trump is, you know, so much on the defense, you know, and, you know, coming at Biden about, oh, you should have prevented this. Like,
why does he have anything to say anyway?
Because the dude in hot water. So he's going to say anything to try to get the heat off of him. But meanwhile, once again, you is just chummy, you know, with Putin. Like, he's not going to condemn his men. He's not going to condemn his men publicly. No, he's not going to do that because that's not going to be a good look for him, especially since, you know, he spent 4 years talking about, oh, nah, Putin's our friend. You know, he's our friend now. He's a cool guy.
Right. Well, now you got to try to save face.
Yeah, of course. Of course he got to save face. You know, so my issue, just like, you know, the other people's issue as well, is U.S. troops going over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you're not defending the country, our country, our borders. You're just going over there. They're being sent over there to protect U.S. interests.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I'm not really into politics. I'm not a politician. Never claimed to be and would never want to be one. My whole thing is I just look at the ethics of it and the human side of it. And it's like, why do we need to get involved? Like, first of all, I mean, listen, this dude wanting to go smash out his own people, yo, we don't need to be a part of that. I mean, it's sad to say it like that. It's not like, you know, they don't need the help, because it seems like it's an unwarranted, you know, type of attack. Of course, it's an unwarranted attack, but.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we start risking mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, you know, people over here, they go someplace else to make a sacrifice. And it's like, weren't we just in a war for like how many years? Since the towers went down? Like, we were just involved.
Right,
in,
exactly.
You know, all that stuff. And it's like, yo, like, we need a rest, man. We definitely, you know, people who serve, like in the military, like, yo, they need a rest. Like, leave them alone. Like I said, I can understand you want to defend the borders, you know, of this country and, you know, protect it. But when you start sending other people, other places to defend interests.
And then, of course, it's not none of their people, of course.
Yeah. Well, you know, once again, this is an issue where, you know, NATO is involved, and some of these, you know, Eastern European countries are part of NATO. And, you know, it seems like Putin is going against this whole, you know, it's like, it's kind of like the whole Tupac thing is like me against whatever, you know, everybody else, like me against the world.
Me against the world.
Like, I'm going to go do what I got to do. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, yo, I mean, it's all about ambition. It's an agenda. It's all about greed. It's all about this is what I want. And if you're expecting this dude to play fair, of course not. I mean, there's been a lot of speculation about, you know, Russia or Russians, you know, tampering with, you know, our voting system, you know, cyber attacks, you know, things
yeah, but
of that
who
nature.
Who put that out there? Like, okay, but who put that out there? Like, that didn't Trump put that out there?
Well, they were. I think at one point he was trying to say that, you know, Hillary was just saying it to kind of stir the pot, and then he was saying that it wasn't true, and then he wanted to fire back with, you know, Hillary, you know, responsible for X, Y, and Z. You know, it's that whole, like, finger-pointing thing, which to me is just childish. It just got real childish. But the whole thing is, once again, I mean, you know, it's not like we didn't have cyber attacks before, but, you know, under his,
right,
you know, his 4 years, I mean, we was kind of getting, you know, we was getting our asses kicked a little bit, you know, cyber-wise. Like, there were things that were happening just like, hey, you know, what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
You know, so, you know, it's a question mark, but it's something that definitely makes you go, Like, you know, things did start to kind of happen during this time. But, of course, the devout Trump supporters are not going to, you know, believe it. You know, they don't want to hear it. You know, the Trump, you know, purists, they're like, no, he's God. This is that, you know, they just love to do it, no matter what wrong he does. So, situation that we're in right now, and I really hope that it doesn't come to any type of war.
War, yeah.
Because, you know, this is like, you know, there's, you know, like it says in the Bible, there are war and rumors of war. Like, you know, the whole rumor, this being like, the biggest conflict is, you know, like World War II. Like, damn near World War II. It's like, you know, you start scaring people. Nobody wants to hear that shit. Once again, that's why the market is unstable. You know, people are probably like, oh, shit, go get the canned beans and this, this, that, the third, and build your bunker. Yeah, you get your toilet paper, you know. I mean, it's one end you can kind of laugh or smirk, but on the other end, it's just like, damn, here we go again.
Yeah.
Like,
we got
like,
enough people
here
on that type of time because of Corona. That's something that people was losing their mind over anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like I said, I'm just keeping, it's hard to be objective about certain things sometimes, especially when it affects you, you know, or it affects, you know, where you live. It's kind of hard because, like, nobody, you know, I don't want to sit there and be like, oh, this guy. Like, I don't really want to do that. But at the same time, sometimes you just got to call a spade a spade and, you know, look at it for what it really is. So like I said, listen, I've been losing money in the stock market. And once again, it's about money, but then it's not about money, but it's about money. So that's like my retirement, you know, that's supposed to be my retirement next day. So I'm losing money.
Right.
A lot of people are losing money. Gas prices are going up. So you're losing money. Gas prices going up is like, wasn't that?
See, everything,
you know, then you got, exactly. And it seemed like you got issues with, you know, China and Taiwan and, yeah.
Well, where'd that come from? Whoa.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? it's you know, it's always something.
Where the hell did that come from?
Like, I was watching did some TikTok video, and he was like, well, while everybody was watching Dr. Dre and Snoop and Mary J, you know, do their thing, you know, on stage, this is what's going on. this is what's going on. And it's like, as much as you want to just sit back and take a breather of like, let's have some fun. Let's, listen to Snoop Dogg and Dre and, Mary Jane, have a good time. It's like, how could you? You turn around and you look, boom.
Right.
Like, we're about to start sending, people overseas to protect U.S. interests, U.S. military base.
Right.
To do what they do, part of NATO. It's a distraction, but, I mean, can we sit here and really say that a lot of us do not live in the bubble? Can we really say that? Like, a lot of us just live in this world where it's just like, I'm just caring about taking care of my family, taking care of myself, doing what I got to do. I ain't thinking about anybody else. Even when it comes down to racial issues sometimes in this country, you have black people that don't want to be a part of it. Why? Because they sit back and say, well, shit, most black people don't, even defend themselves, or they go out there and doing stupid shit, or, listen, I ain't got no beef with the white man or anybody else. I go to work. I pay my taxes. I got my house or my apartment.
Yeah.
My car. I do what I got to do. I'm taking care of my feed, my family, and that's just that. I'm feeding myself, that's that. I don't care about anybody else's beef, anybody else's conflict. I don't care about none of that.
And then you're living just like you said, then you're living in a bubble.
Exactly. And a lot of us are guilty of it because no one wants to face certain harsh realities that someone else may put in their face. Like, nobody wants to be dragged into somebody else's shit. Nobody does. As far as I know, like, I don't know anyone now. There may be some people out there that just like, yeah, let's go get him. Like, dude.
Let's go get him.
Yeah. Like, you know what? One of my issues is, and, we've talked about this time and time again. You got to love and hate TV and the movies and social media sometimes. While it's entertaining, some people forget about the entertaining part of it. Like, some of these movies glorify death or glorify war or glorify doing certain things. And it's like, there's no glory in this crap. People die.
Nope.
There's people that lose. Yeah, there's casualties, and there's casualties, and there's the collateral damage. So the collateral damage is the people that lose their mothers, their fathers, their husbands, their wives, their sons, their daughters, because of it. They get a couple of dollars from the U.S. government and the flag, and thank you, for your sacrifice and
For their service, and that's it.
Yeah, and it's not to be disrespectful to anyone at all, but once again, you got to look at it for what it is. You see, there are people out here that do honorable things. Don't dishonor them by putting them in the middle of bullshit. Like, I can understand if you're going to go do something, then do it for a damn good reason. Not just like, When do we here make sacrifices? All right, so I'd rather it may sound crazy, but I'd rather pay $5-$6 a gallon, $7 a gallon, than for U.S., some men and women to go over there and lose their lives for what? To be a part of somebody else's
for oil? For oil
or, because of the stock market or something else. Like, you know what I'm saying? To defend our interest or defend someone else's interest. But, once again, the U.S. is part of this whole NATO, which is kind of like, the Justice League? And it's like the Justice League, and it's like, we stand up to whoever, however, and if you're not a part of NATO, then you're against NATO. Like, listen, ain't nothing glorious about that shit.
Well, once again, like I said, that's because their peoples are not going over there.
Yeah, this is true.
Their people are not going to look who usually gets recruited into the armies and the army and stuff like that. Look who gets recruited into that.
Well, of course. I mean, listen,
All across the board.
Listen, some people have had their, you know, college paid for and they've picked up trades and it's, listen, I will never knock the military. I'm not knocking it. But I just don't believe in senseless conflict.
Right. Senseless, exactly.
Yeah. Like, if we produced our own stuff or did, you know, the U.S. did more of its own thing, we wouldn't have to rely on anyone else. But
I feel,
you know, okay, you feel.
Well, you're saying senseless. I mean, even though I wasn't born around that time, but I feel that, you know, not to, well, to go back, I feel that Vietnam was senseless.
Well, of course. But once again, to me, that just seems like, you know what? I got to call it what it is. You know, excuse me being a little vulgar, but it just seems like it was a dick match. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of the things where, oh, well, I'm going to do this to do this. You got a bunch of old people sitting in these capitals, White Houses, whatever houses, and they're making decisions for everybody else. And they're saying, well, this is in the best interest of this. This is the best interest of this country. And that we're going to do this, and this is going to happen. And what? You shouting at me? I'm going to shout at you back. Ruff, ruff, ruff. Bow, bow. My dog's bigger than yours. I got more guns.
Right.
You got guns? Well, I got guns, too. What up, son, dude? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's your
stuff. You know, yeah, but that's
like
exactly
me.
How it is. Right, that's exactly what it is. Just, and they, you know, different way that they saying it, but just like you said, they saying it's just like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to let the man, the myth, the legend, a.k.a. Mr. Joe, speak on it.
Mr. Joe.
Well, hello, guys. Thank you for that introduction, Brother B. I certainly deserve it, of course.
Next time I'm going to put some Doobie Brothers behind it before you come on.
There you go.
Doobie Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't play the Beatles, all right, because that's a little bit too old. Play the Stones if you want, you know, or Michael Jackson even better.
Yeah, or Michael Jackson, just beat it. Just beat it.
Yeah.
It's a pretty young thing.
Oh, my
Here's
God.
The thing,
what you
though.
Think? Okay.
I think you're right, I think. Well, if you listen to George Carlin, who was my favorite Mark Twain equivalent of today's society.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he summarizes the entirety of the human race in one skit. He thinks of religion as bullshit. He thinks of politics as bullshit. And he gives the reason why we're in the state that we're in today. That's because amongst all of us, the Americans and the rest of the world, there aren't that many honest people to go up against those who are dishonest. Because the dishonest people, the politicians, the people you're talking about who are, you know, trying to measure dick size by saying, well, you got guns, I got guns too. It's because everybody's corrupt and everybody is just that, very, very easily corruptible. And let's not forget the number of reasons for why people go to war. The lobbyists want them to. The contractors, defense contractors want them to in order to replenish their arms so that they can get more money from the Pentagon. The lobbyists win by being in control of international banks, which lend money and make money off of war. There's a good book out written by a 2-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, a guy named Smedley Butler, General Smedley Butler. And it's about a 76-page book, and it's called War is a Racket. That's why people go to war. People make money off of war.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yep.
You know? But you know what's crazy? What's crazy and what bothers me is that they make money off of war, but when do you care about the people that are being lost in these wars? Like, you're generating this drum shit for no reason, and it's like you just don't care. But then you have people that continue to sign up for the racket. That's the issue.
Oh, you know, of course. That's because they always hear about be all you can be. Join the Marines. They make war seem glorious.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So men will die for glory and for women. Who is the that author? He was asked, why do men go to war? And he said, because the women are watching. Men go to war. The rank and file go to war because they want to protect their country. They go there for glory, and they think that the women will take a look at them and say, ah, that's my hero, when in actuality, they don't. So men should not go to war unless you're actually being attacked. But the like your marquee says, yeah, Ukraine versus Russia. Is it our beef? Hell no. Get our battleships, our planes, our aircraft carriers out of everybody else's business and take care of the business at home.
Yeah, because we got a lot of business. We got a lot of damn business that's not being addressed, you know, at all. But once again, this affects the U.S. because, I mean, you look at, once again, as we said earlier, you look at the oil prices. You look at the stock market. You know, I was just watching something where they, like, the S&P, oh, my God, so disappointing. Dropped, like, by 2%. Like, it's scary. That
what dropped 2%? What dropped 2%?
The S&P.
Oh, okay.
Dropped 2%. So, yeah, so it's like, you know, once again, the newscaster, you know, who said it is like, he said, yeah, a lot of people, you know, losing money, 401k. That right there, it's scary, especially for someone in a certain age bracket who's looking forward to that money or trying to have some money and then losing money. Like, yeah, that's not the direction that's not comfortable. It's not comfortable at all.
No.
You know, gas prices are one
thing.
But the 401k money,
it's crazy. And like I said, I don't even drive. And I was I'm looking at the differences with the gas prices from just last month to this month, and how it just jumped up so much. I thought, oh my God.
Yeah, because this country is dependent on foreign oil.
So why is that? Why isn't there any American oil? American oil.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Joe. I believe the U.S. has reserves.
Oil reserves?
They just don't want to use it.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, I've been saying this for years. When you take a look around at the situation of any particular country, and in particular America, and the condition that we're in and the direction that we're going, it has to be done on purpose. I believe in the Illuminati. I believe in the cabal. And now I'm beginning to believe in aliens, as crazy as that sounds. And
wait. You sound a little muffled, Mr. Joe. We need you to be clear in what you're saying. Please,
okay,
Mr. Joe.
Do you mean muffled actually or muffled as a metaphor?
Yeah, you
like,
sound muffled actually.
Oh, no, actually sound muffled.
You sound muffled actually.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, okay, how am I sounding?
Like you hiding under the blanket too.
Oh, Jesus, because I just switched earbuds. I thought this would help.
Oh, I got you.
You mean I'm really sounding muffled? Okay, I'm going to go back to my other earbuds.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, you sounded much clearer before.
Okay. Yeah, but see, these are louder. I can hear you guys more clear on this. Okay, but here I go.
Oh,
well,
then do it. All right. Then do what you got to do.
Put these back. Okay.
Aliens. You believe in aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're surrounded by it.
All right. I should be more clear now, right?
Yes, sir.
You are.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, all right. So here's what is happening. I believe in the Illuminati, I believe in the cabal, and I believe in aliens now because they're actually taking oxygen and carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. They're destroying the atmosphere. They're destroying the climate. They're destroying the ground. They're destroying the land where our food grows. And it can't be done just because people are stupid, and it can't be done just because people are just crooked. Because to destroy the environment the way that it's being done means that those themselves will be destroyed as well. So you have to ask yourself, if they're on a course of self-destruction in which there's no way back, what's going on? I think aliens are terraforming the Earth. If you believe in God, hell, Satan, demons, etc., why not believe in aliens? And when you take a look at this self-destruction that's been going on for hundreds of years, not the terraforming, but the ways that wars have begun and for the reasons, you have to say, you know, mankind is just a bunch of, excuse my French, fucked up people.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, the humans are messed up. I mean, listen, Mika can, yeah, right, Mika? The humans are messed up, aren't they?
You heard that laugh, right? Do we really want my theory on humanity right now?
Of course.
Yeah, okay, clearly we want my theory on humanity. Humanity as a whole has this self-destructive nature. It is what it is. It's not aliens. It's freaking humanity. Humanity, and it's, oh, yeah, believe it or not, humanity is self-destructive. It is. Because for whatever reason, humanity cannot leave things alone. I don't want to hear about aliens. Because you sound like those people on freaking history talking about the aliens developed the freaking pyramids because apparently Africans.
But wait a minute.
You sound like those
retards. But wait a minute. You got to look at what they mean by aliens. Like, aliens doesn't have to mean like somebody or a little green man from the spaceship or whatever, whatever. I mean, to me, it's
did
like.
Did we not see ID4? They were not little green men. They were big-ass predator-looking cuckolds. So there's
well,
that.
Yeah. I mean, listen. I believe I work with some aliens. Like, some of these people out here just, you know, you can't
aliens,
explain it.
I say dumbasses.
Well,
listen dumbasses.
That is a new alien race.
That's not a new alien race. Okay, listen. Dumbasses have been around forever, you know. The problem is that dumbasses, they're not an alien race. They're just a genetic mutation. Dumbasses have been around forever.
It's still alien. It's alien to me.
They're not alien to me.
And I try to say it, but here's a way
first of all, you're from New York. You're from New York, as many of us are. If you're from a major city, you already know that these corrupt motherfuckers, they're not aliens. They're just who they are. They just lack humanity. It doesn't mean that they're aliens. It just means that, you know, they weren't raised right. I'm sorry. They're idiots. You know, listen, I work with them all day. I'm an IT person. Trust me when I tell you they're not aliens. They're just stupid, and they don't understand basic humanity for what it is.
I agree with Mika in that people are self-destructive. Because I've been saying that if we left this planet, doesn't matter what country, China, United States, Germany, France, I don't care. If we went to another planet and that planet had all the minerals that we wanted in order for our country to get rich, do you believe that those people who landed on that planet, would they try to negotiate with the residents of that planet? Or do you think
has shown us that it's not possible for certain people on this planet to just try to negotiate things. We've seen this through human history, time and time again.
But I agree. But here's the difference: people have always acted in ways of self-preservation. Sometimes they do crazy things as a result of the generals telling them, you know, take that hill. But they're doing it out of glory, and they're doing it because of a cause, and they think they're doing it for the country. When we
greed
get to taking the –
Yeah, they're doing it for the glory. Glory.
That's greed. If you would – okay, prime example of greed and what it's done, it's not even glory. It's just greed.
Glory – Glory is a big part of it.
Greed would be the catalyst.
would be the catalyst.
Greed is for the Pentagon.
That would be the catalyst, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Greed is for the Pentagon. Glory is for the rank and file, privates, corporals, sergeants, lieutenants. Greed is for the generals because they're being paid off by the lobbyists. So,
greed is the catalyst for any of that shit. I'm sorry.
Right.
Greed is the catalyst.
Yeah.
But yeah, we,
but
we,
when it
we agree on that. But yeah, but the other part.
Yeah. But when it comes to terraforming the planet, they're terraforming it in a way that will destroy the entire environment of a planet, which means they will be destroyed as well. And they know it's going to be destroyed, and they know it's going to affect them, but they're doing it anyway. So the only possible explanation, other than that, okay, they're willing to die. For what reason? I don't agree with it.
They're willing to die to keep their power. Honestly.
But they're dying. You can't keep your power if you're going to die. The thing is that aliens will terraform the planet in order to get the atmosphere that will make them live better on the planet. That makes sense to me.
It would, except for one thing, this planet's already fucked. And it's
except for what?
Yeah. Is it planet already screwed?
This planet's fucked. Forever.
Man is screwed
so
up this planet.
So what alien
is going
to come to a planet that's already super fucked? I'm sorry.
Well, you know what was crazy? You know what was interesting? Before we, soon go into our next topic, during the pandemic, when the world shut down, it was a prime example.
People freaking out?
Well, yeah, when everybody was staying home,
and I would
the ozone
love it.
Started kind of, the ozone started getting itself together. The animals
ocean
started, like, coming outside. Like, things changed. While we were inside.
Italy?
What?
Oh,
what are you talking about? What?
Oh, let me, okay. Wait. And this is going to what you're saying. Like, you know the canals in Italy where they were just murky and everything?
Yeah.
Because humans weren't on these canals, the water was clear, blue. You could actually see the light in the ocean.
Yeah, because
we
messed stuff up. We messed stuff up.
Yeah.
That's what
there's a difference.
Yep.
There's a difference between not caring what happens. Like, for example, when industry takes their byproducts and they dump it into the ocean and not caring what happens versus deliberately destroying the planet. There's a huge difference.
Yeah.
When you have that kind of, yeah. That's why I believe in aliens, because what's happening now isn't a result of just people who are uncaring, don't know what's happening. They see the statistics, they got scientists, but they're still going ahead with it anyway. And it violates
that's
basic chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to believe that, that's fine. But if you believe in God, if you believe in UFOs, then you have to believe in the possibility of aliens.
Oh, I definitely believe that. I believe it.
So if you believe in that possibility, then why isn't it possible that aliens have been here and are trying to take over the planet?
Mm-hmm.
I would think we're something that's fucked. Again, that again, for me, seriously, let's be logical for a moment. Why would you want to take something that's already pretty much destroyed? Why? It's
terraforming the planet.
At the rate things are going right now, we would be out of natural resources in no time. Seriously.
That's because they're doing it on purpose. There's a difference between dumping, There's a difference between cutting down trees in order to get paper versus cutting down trees in order to deplete the earth of oxygen. That is the purpose of
cutting.
Where you live in New York City, you live in New York. They've cut down 1,000 trees in New York. Why?
They've cut down more than that in New York. What are you talking about? New York just got its water back to drinkable standards.
Do what?
New York literally just got its water back to drinkable standards and swimmable standards. Just got its water level back to where it's not that toxic anymore.
Then why are you right?
It's still safer than New Jersey water, because I'm in Jersey too.
It doesn't matter. There are ways of making the water safe. There are ways of cleaning up the environment, but they're not doing it. Again, there's a difference between just letting the byproducts of a manufacturing plant flow into the sea and not giving a shit about what's going to happen in the ocean versus taking oxygen out of the air, chemtrails, and having aluminum dimming. Way, way, way different. You take a look at the Bill Gates plan, you can't say that he's not doing it on purpose.
Okay. Before we move on, all I can say is this. This has just filled up my mental plate more than I wanted. Because now something else. This is why these discussions, even though they're necessary, sometimes you just don't want to get involved in it because it's extra stuff that you, like, okay, yeah, I got to go to work. And you're at work thinking about work, but then you got to get through your shift and you got to think about, global warming. You got to think about this. You got to think about that. It's just a lot. All I know is, and I will say, yeah, this thing with Russia and Ukraine, like, I really hope that – I hope it doesn't happen. You know, whatever conflict does happen, I hope it's kept to a minimum. You know
it's not.
Well, think about it. If it does happen, and let's say the nukes fly over here, you're going to really send off nuclear weapons and hypersonic missiles over a piece of land that's 6,000 miles away, that's on the border of Russia? Why would they do that unless they wanted to do it on purpose to destroy the planet?
I agree, because I don't see the purpose. Huh?
And I will say again, the U.S. needs to be like Switzerland, mind its goddamn business, build a chocolate watch, and call it a day. I've said this for years.
Right, I've been saying that.
We ain't got no business in nobody's shit when we can't even take care of home. Take care of home first.
Absolutely.
Before you go into anybody else's backyard.
I said it.
I don't care. Like it, don't like it. I said what I said.
Well,
most people would agree. But the thing is that there are a bunch of hawks out there who believe that America should be the police chief of the world because we're the so-called superpower.
How do we police anybody if we can't police ourselves? Again, mind your business, build a chocolate watch, call it a day. Be like Switzerland. Just take the money and just sit there and wait for somebody to come for it. A lot easier. Canada.
Okay.
They knew. Oh, no. Canada got issues now because all the Trump shit is freaking around. Oh, Lord
yeah.
Jesus.
What's happening in Canada is going to happen here.
What do you mean
well,
going
that,
to? It's been happening. It's just been happening in doses and just different forms. But as Brother B said, that's a whole different
topic.
Now,
they just now took it to
I would have to be drunk for that one.
They took it to a different extreme. Trudeau has taken away the bank. Trudeau has taken away the bank accounts, the pets, and the children of the protesters. That hasn't happened here yet.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about that. So, on to a lighter
topic.
On to a lighter topic.
Okay.
So,
that's just rock and roll. All right.
Yeah. Right. What is this woman's name? Because I don't remember, nor do I care. The woman who was a former police officer that shot Dante Wright, who only got sentenced to 2 years.
Oh, this boy that got 2 years? And
two, what was her name? Kim Porter.
Okay.
Poor bag. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, that's the right word for her.
Before we get into the color aspect of it, because it's deeper than that. It's beyond the color. And it's the only color, if you want to talk about it really, it's the blue. Like, it's about the badge. Like, they protect their own. So what would make you think, or what would make anyone think, I mean, just because we saw what we saw with Derek Chauvin with
the Floyd trial.
What makes you think that this woman was going to be given like 5 years you know, 10 years, you know, 20 years, you know.
Honestly, I'm surprised he got the 2 years. Truth be
told. But now, all right.
I was surprised he got
it. Red, refresh my memory.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, you know, once again, I'm in the news, I'm out of the news, you know, I do my research in the show.
Oh, about that.
So,
well,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, about the Dante Wright thing. Go ahead.
Well, basically because she mistook her supposedly taser for a gun. Basically, she's been on the force for a certain amount of years that she should have known the difference. Yeah, since 2012. And she has trained. She was also a trainer to other officers, you know, for other officers that were coming in. So for you to mistake your taser for your gun, like, I don't know how that happened, and like I said, she had shot him, and then when they have it on video, she's saying she shot him, but, you know, it's like she gets up on, you know, when I was watching the, you know, I watched Corti, and I watched the, you know, bits and pieces of the trial, she got up there, she's crying, because that was around the time of the Rittenhouse thing as well, and she's up there, and I don't know if that maybe... They was talking with each other. And they said, you know what? You don't understand. And you cry and I cry. I don't like Ja Rule.
Well,
so
can
she
I
gets
say
support.
This?
Mm.
Well, I do have to say this. What they didn't bring up during this trial, which I don't even find ironic at this stage. I just, you know, I say typical, is that she actually had issues where this isn't the first time she's done something like this when it comes to an African-American.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It actually isn't her first brush where she's used excessive force. I'm surprised they didn't bring it up because they sure enough brought it up at the Siobhan trial.
Yeah, I really
I'm
didn't
surprised.
Hear anything. You absolutely right. I really didn't hear anything about that.
You know what? All of this definitively proves? All of this definitively proves scientifically that women don't belong on the police force. Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
Oh,
really? That's the best you got?
So what you going to say? So what you going to say because she was emotional? You're going to say that was an emotional thing?
And
emotion?
That's exactly right.
I want you to explain to me how it was emotional.
With the BDE. Really?
She's a female. That's all you have to say. I mean, all you girls
so
say when you want to get out of an argument is, "I'm so emotional. That's why I did it." So that's why she did it.
What about Rittenhouse? He's a male. He's out of bed crying.
So what about Rittenhouse?
Hold on. What about the douchebag that killed Breonna Taylor? I'm just curious.
It is too easy. Say that again.
A few of them.
Breonna
Taylor's situation. It was.
What about the
Duke
canoe that killed
Breonna
Taylor? It was way more than one round. So you're trying to sit there and say that because she has the pinoche that she shouldn't be on the force.
I was joking, but if you want me to be serious, women can't handle stress. It's already been shown in studies.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now. You cannot handle stress.
You don't know what women can handle, first off.
I said there were studies that showed that women cannot.
I know,
because all of you disagree with it. I understand.
Wait a minute.
Studies can be manipulated. That's been proven throughout history. Because there are studies that so-called say that Africans in general are inferior to Caucasians. And as we've all proven, that's the study that's been manipulated. Because the truth is, they're not inferior. So there's that.
Okay, but hold on.
I'm just saying.
Let's take it someplace else. Why do we keep giving them work?
Who?
Who's they?
Why do we, listen, stereotypically, the way we looked at certain things that we do in the media, outside the media, why do we keep giving them work? Why do we keep giving these law enforcement people or whoever, Ken, Karen, why do we keep giving them what they're looking for?
First of all,
when it comes to the Karens, the Karens are just looking for an excuse.
Stereotypically, they always have an excuse because there's a stereotype that exists that, of course, a lot of us are not trying to dismantle. Some of us, or a lot of us, are upholding that stereotypical attitude. That's why the world looks at us the way it does. This is why police officers can say that, I was in fear or this suspect or this and that, because there's a stereotypical and general attitude that we are more aggressive, we are this, we are that, and we're not doing anything to dispel the myth.
Time and time again, it's the PR. It is absolutely the PR. Let's be honest. It's the PR. It's the media coverage. And I say this because, as we all know, and we have seen time and time again, I'm not even talking about past events. I'm talking current events.
Mm-hmm.
We have all seen how it's played up in the media. We do. Like, there was an incident that I had read about earlier today where a father taught his 4-year-old to shoot at cops during a standoff. Told his 4-year-old, rather, to shoot at cops during a standoff. Now, mind you, they did not mention the gentleman's race. They did not mention it. Now, on the flip side of that, when there was a incident at Woodridge Mall, they made sure
to identify.
But my point is, they made sure to identify the race of the people that were involved and the actions that were perpetrated by both the participants. Again, that's the PR thing. That is a media thing. I watch ID Discovery, I watch Snap, I watch all of that stuff. And I'll be honest with you, 90% of those people are not melanated.
But Mika, you got to look.
PR
all thing. Right, like I said, I'm just stepping on the other side of the fence. If you look at it, some of the shit that everybody else sees is the way the media puts it together. It's scary, but we don't play into it. It's not like we, one of the reasons why I do not watch Power anymore, as much as, I give a shout out to 50 Cent and everything he's doing, but it's certain shows
Tommy is good.
But all this gratuitous violence, all it does is show, once again, support the stereotype of that's all we do, we sell drugs. And we murder people, hoes and bitches. Like that's like we keep taking these roles and putting it, and it's like this is what we do, and it's not like we do anything else. You know what I'm saying? Gone are the days where, and I have to bring his name up because sometimes I have to do it. I remember when Bill Cosby came up with A Different World. The enlistment HBCU went through the roof because of a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody said, I'm going to school. Went right through the roof just because of a TV show. Positive
Bill Cosby, yeah.
But what are we doing? So why do we keep feeding the media? That's what I'm saying. That's why we don't get
stop
a fair
feed on these shows.
You take a look at the reality shows, there's also a racial, there's a racial perception that's true that says, that takes a look at black people and says, okay, they're inferior. That is true. There's also stereotypes of people who are being caught being on TV who fit the stereotype. just the other day, I was watching The Honeymooners, and I remember when I used to watch Amos and Andy, and Amos and Andy was condemned by the NAACP at the time. I'm watching The Honeymooners, and it dawns on me, because I'm going to the shows on Black Talk Radio here, and I'm saying to myself, you know what? Amos and Andy and The Honeymooners are the same program, practically, except for Kingfish. Kingfish was really outrageous, you know. But you had Ralph Cramden as a stupid bus driver, and you had Norton as a really stupid sewage worker. But that show is believed to be one of the best TV shows of all time. And even lately, I think Amos and Andy is also up there. But the thing is that there is a racial perception, and there is a lot of blacks who do fit into the stereotype, and there's also the media, which wants to feed into that stereotype as well. It sensationalizes what happens. Whites also get, their particular due, not to the point that blacks do, though. That's true. Blacks will get outlined and sensationalized like crazy. But,
that's what, now to answer Big Red's question about what does that have to do with this case, it has a lot. Mm-hmm. Because no one, like, she got to, listen, they're more sympathetic for law enforcement than a black life. Like, oh, well, she had to do her job.
They're more sympathetic to a dog than a black life.
Huh? Let's they're more sympathetic to what?
To a dog.
Well, of course.
To an animal.
Of course. But once again, no one is going to look at what she did really as wrong, because it was somebody black. Because the running thing is, oh, their lives, they're not worth it. Their lives are, it doesn't matter. Because it doesn't matter to them, so why should it matter to us? That's why you get decisions like that. Listen, I was watching a program just recently, and someone said something that made sense. Like, you don't see police out there shooting Jews. You don't see them out there shooting Indians or Asians. Why? Oh, matter of fact, Dr. Claude Anderson, he was saying it himself. He was like, why? Because they have economic power.
All right,
you're
right.
He's not wrong, but also if the Asians are not going out there doing what we're doing, Jews are not doing that.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They're not going out there.
Yeah, they are.
But the thing is, the young man, they
stopped them. Don't have it twisted. They are, but it's not, again, media coverage will make or break. Again, this is why I said I wish we had the PR that other people had.
And that's
why,
Mika, real talk. You don't hear anybody else with their music glorifying titties and ass and drugs.
Have you not heard
that?
But wait.
Let me finish. And if they do it, they do it in a way where it suits that whole, good old American sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
No,
but when we do it, it's different.
Let me break some shit down really fast for you. You might think that they're not doing it in other cultures, but they are. That's the one thing I will say about being over here in Jersey. You hear a lot of shit. And I've literally gone to people and have asked them, well, what the fuck are they saying? Bruh.
You're breaking up.
The difference is...
Breaking up.
Okay, hold up. Wait. Hold up. I got to take this off of Bluetooth. Hold up.
Why everybody sound like they're under the blanket tonight?
Can you hear me now?
Because you under the blanket.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, sounds good.
I just get off Bluetooth. Let me say something.
Lord. Y'all need some new Bluetooth.
First of all, shut up. I will shut you. Get them out there, filthy animals.
Go back to the wire. Get the wires. Go back and get the wire.
I can't do it on your phone. Shut up. Anyway, as I was saying, living up here, I have been exposed to a lot of different ways of, like, rap music and dance hall and all of this stuff. during the pandemic, for instance, I was at the Asian food market trying to get my stuff, and I heard Chinese rap music. And I happened to bump into a boy of mine. Happened to bump into a boy of mine. And I'm bopping along because it sounded hot. And he looked at me. I was like, what's wrong? He explained to me what they were saying. It was a rap. It was a whole rap. I was really like, damn, they worse than us.
Yeah.
It's not all. What? Bruh.
But they take. But wait a minute. They take. But listen. It's entertainment.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. No one that speaks English understands it, obviously. But if you speak that language, you know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, but see,
again,
but see, there's a line. You're right, but there's a line. Like, okay, why does it become a thing where our people can't see into some of our people can't see entertainment for real life? That shit's not real. That street life and all that shit is not real.
You know why? Because they get sucked up into that.
Yes.
They get sucked up into their life.
We carry that.
But you know what?
We carry that. So when these cops are out there, doing what they're doing, it's to them, some of them with those nasty agendas, it's justified. Oh, he's a drug dealer. Oh, he's a pimper. He was a whore. This, that, and the third. Like, we're just written off. Just that quick.
Which is ironic.
So it doesn't matter.
But on the flip side of that coin, little Bobby from suburbia is doing a hell of a lot worse. He's running a whole meth lab, and he's 12 years old.
Exactly. Because once again, he's not outing his business. He's not on the air telling, King Kong ain't got nothing on me. He ain't running his mouth. Lil Bobby's doing what he's doing under the radar.
They do that. Are you kidding me? They do put that out there.
They do now on
social media. They
do and they don't.
Oh, my God.
They do and they don't. But still, once again, who gets the kick in the ass for it? Like, okay, so you want to talk about the situation? The situation in the mall. What happened?
Well, when it comes to the crime, I'm going to have to thank the blacks again, because studies have shown that if you take an arrest record, take a look at the pulling over record taken over, or you take a look at the stats, police will arrest more blacks and whites for the same crime. They will let more whites go, and when you end up in trial. For the same crime, blacks will get sentenced more and sentenced harsher. So that is a very real statistic that shows how in the judicial system, blacks are getting the short end of the stick. But at the same time...
But racism is nothing new.
Yeah,
but you
at
know
the
what?
Same
I,
time...
I got to say something. It goes beyond racism because sometimes we don't put ourselves in certain positions to make changes. Sometimes we just don't do
That's
that.
That's what I... Yeah. That's what I was about to say, because in the black community, don't you, isn't there such a thing as the talk you tell your children when a cop approaches, this is what you do. So when there are certain teenagers who do not abide by what their parents tell them. So when a cop pulls them over, they got to mouth off, then they got to push the door open, then they got to call the cop a name, and then they escalate.
But they escalate the situation. It may not be true all the time.
Based on my experience with my son, with your nephew.
Yeah, but the thing is, those cops that reacted, they're reacting stereotypically.
Of course they are.
You see what I'm saying? Some of us keep feeding the fire. Yeah, but once again, there are bastards that feed that fire that can harm my nephew. Just like there are good cops out there that get fucked up because of the bad cops.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
I mean, in general. Look at the situation. Well, go ahead, Mr. Joe, finish. Go ahead.
And there's a bunch of black people in Block Talk radio shows who have said, you know what? I've been in those situations. I kept my mouth shut. I put my hands outside of the car. I listened to what the cops said, and I never even got approached to being shot. So, I mean, there are two sides to the story. There are, for example, I think the Bell incident. There was a guy named Bell, about 4 years ago. He was in the car with his fiance. He got shot like 30 times. He didn't
Sean
have a gun.
Bell
Sean Bell.
Sean Bell.
4 years ago, honey.
He was coming from a bachelor party. He was with
his
friend.
Yeah.
What happened was he was supposed to get married that day. Apparently, him and his friends went into the club. You know, there was an altercation between him and some other guys. Him and his friends wound up leaving. Apparently, there were officers inside the club because they were on some other mission or whatever you want to call it. Sean and Bell and them went to their car because one of the officers allegedly heard that they were going to go get a gun. So when they got in the car, they were going to, you know, drive off. One of the officers got in front of the car, and Sean Bell and his friends thought that that was one of the people from the club. So then he decides to, like, kind of take off, and then next thing you know, the car gets shot up.
Mm-hmm. And for the record,
because they're
going to
say
Bell's
that
daughter is now
a
junior in college, just to give you an idea of the time frame.
Yeah, but the whole thing is, all right, so just like with the situation that happened with the Jersey, in the mall in Jersey. So you have, you have a black kid.
Woodbridge Mall has been like that forever. That's why I don't go to Woodbridge Mall. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, but now, all right, so let's look at it. So from what I saw from the video, you have a black kid and a white kid arguing.
He wasn't white.
He was what? He was Spanish?
He's Spanish. He's a blonde.
Okay, he's Spanish.
He's Spanish, but he looks white.
Okay, so Spanish kid arguing with black kid. Black kid, you know, saying whatever he's saying. The Spanish kid was getting all up in his face. Then the black kid, I think, what, he punched him or he pushed him? And then, they started tussling.
And technically, he pushed him because the freaking little white boy, well, Spanish boy, rather, pushed him first. And the ironic twist is it was over because the black kid was defending his friend.
He was not
defending
his friend.
What they don't mention is that the Spanish boy is actually a high school kid. They don't mention that either.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course they're not going to mention it. All they saw.
But my point is these little details do make a big difference. But the long and short of it, as everyone's seen from the video, was that the young black boy got freaking taken down. And the little Spanish boy, who ironically enough had his wrist out to get arrested, and the cop pushed him onto the couch and said, no. You know?
Listen.
Like, come on, even he called it.
So check this out.
That says a lot.
Devil's advocate. And I know you're going to come at me, Red. Mr. Joe might come at me, too. So devil's advocate. I'm a racist. Or I'm not too fond of, you know, people of a certain shade. I'm automatically going to take the side of the fairer shade. Why? Because I automatically feel that, you know, stereotypically, yeah, they are aggressive. And, you know, even though it seemed like the Spanish kid or the white kid looked like white kid was getting the best of them, yeah, he should have been locked up because he was probably going to go back and get a gun and then shoot everybody.
And you know what the bad part is, especially, again, being up here in Jersey, that is that thinking in that town. That's why I
exactly.
out of that town.
But the thing is, my problem is, you know, and I feel bad for the kids. And I'm sure a lawsuit is coming.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And ironically enough, his mother said that she wasn't even pulling the race card. She was just pissed.
I don't think it was about race, but it was about race.
But in Woodbridge, it is.
No, I
because
think it was about race.
The argument between the two wasn't about race. Now, those two police officers or
no,
security,
no,
mall
no.
security, whatever,
the
they came on
the
scene.
The argument between the two was about the high school kids bullying the junior high school kids' friends. That's how this all started.
Uh-huh.
That's how the row started.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But
that's how
the
row started.
But the cops, yeah,
but
I mean, that was racist because the whole thing, they should have put both of them. You should have just separated them. But to throw the black kid on the ground and automatically, you know.
Of course, had a knee on his back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he saw the knee on the back. Yeah,
on his
we saw that. Yeah, and the other ones pushed, and the white kid, you know, white kid looked white.
The Spanish kid was pushed right into the freaking couch, into the cushions.
But no. I'm
gonna
take it a step. I'm gonna take it back. He was actually getting the best of the black kid. He was on top of the black kid.
He was.
Yeah, he was kind of whipping him out. He was kind of whipping him out.
Well,
but yet,
high school versus junior high. Let's be a little realistic here.
Yeah, but. All right, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Joe. If you see someone on top of someone, whipping them out, who's the aggressor in that situation?
The one on top, right? Who's on top.
Yeah, exactly. So he was just taking off top, but the black kid was on the floor, and he's the one that got the knee in the back and the cuffs on.
Of course.
So,
but again,
there's no. Yeah, to me, there's no doubt that cops are racist. I happen to know cops. I partied with cops. If you ever want to party hardy, you party with cops because nobody's going to stop them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right. And I know what they say behind closed doors. So there's no doubt to me that cops are racist. At the same time, the bottom line question is, are there enough killings by white cops on black people to make it a systemic racist issue?
Yes.
That to me
don't
is the bottom
ask
line
that
question.
Because the answer is yes.
Why not?
Yep.
How do you know?
The answer is
how do you know?
Yes. History.
So and what is
it.
What's your foundation for the answer?
History
what makes you say that?
Seriously, history itself. Let's start with the history of the.
Give me numbers,
South
Mika.
We don't
give
do
me
numbers.
Numbers.
How many?
They don't do numbers.
How many times?
We ain't got time for numbers.
How many times?
Then you don't have time. Then you don't have time for your misperception.
How many times has a black man in the South alone been accused on some BS charge by a white cop or a sheriff? How many times has this happened? Come on. Don't even give me that.
I know it happens.
So wait a minute.
Let me ask this question.
Why would you even
hold on.
Come on.
So let me ask you this. This is going to be a good one. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask all three of you this question. And please, you know, everybody just answer, you know, one at a time. You only got 7 minutes left, 6 minutes left. But real quick, is it the fault of the person in uniform? Now, let's stop because These are people who have the jobs of being a cop. Who you are before you put in that uniform is who you are. Cop being a police officer, that's a job. Black, we just black all day. Like that's who we are. Like that's just that. There's no professional to being. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. So whose fault is it? Is it more the black person's fault, or is it the person in uniform? Whose fault is it, Mr. Joe?
It's both. A black person or any person shouldn't be in that type of situation. Sometimes in situations that they can't help. Like, for example, a bar fight. If I'm in a bar fight, I don't start the bar fight, but the cops are called, I'm in that situation, not of my own choice. But then if you're a cop and you're automatically a racist, thinking that black people are inferior, that's going to be your particular perception, and that's going to affect your particular action, except that cops are given training how to react to both whites and blacks. Now, if they go beyond that training and they exercise their racism to do something which is absolutely racist, then, of course, the white cop should be punished. I remember seeing on the San Francisco – a video of the San Francisco train station where the cop is on top of a black person, pulls out the gun, shoots him in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I think what was the name of this? Okay.
Proof Valley Station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that was obvious. He said the person made a sudden move and he did a knee-jerk reaction, take out the gun. according to the video, seems to me he pulled out the gun and just shot him because he was just out of control. Those things happen, and those things are true. But again, my question is, do these particular incidents happen enough to actually express systemic racism? That's my question. Everybody here is going to say yes, but I say, in what way? Why do you believe that? Systemic racism, not just individual.
Well,
racism.
That's another
systemic.
Show. You want another show?
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, yeah, you just thought of some other joke, but thank you. So Mika,
yeah,
well, so you thought of something though. So Mika, real quick. Thank you for being you. So, but Mika, real quick, Mika, who you think it's the fault of? You think it's a black person's fault, or you think it's the person in uniform?
Honestly, I can say it's a little bit of both, but it's more so the person in uniform than the individual. Honestly, my experience and the experience of those that I know, it's definitely more so the person in uniform than it is the average person. It is what it is. Case in point, your brother, your nephew's dad, got pulled because he fit the description, which to you and me, knowing him, is like, fit the description of what, a giant Urkel? Because seriously. You laugh if you will, but this is the type of individual who seriously couldn't and wouldn't on
voice
the fly.
Conflict.
Like, if I would win in a fight. But
you know, he's a target.
You understand what I'm saying? He's a 6-foot-plus black guy in Brooklyn. Are you freaking kidding
but,
me?
But
seriously?
But his demeanor, makes him a target.
But this is my point. Like, he's in his work clothes. It's not like he, and honestly, not like he worked for sanitation. He's literally in his business attire, jacket, slacks,
yeah,
the whole thing. But he fits the description. How does he fit the, really? He's a 6-foot-plus black guy in Brooklyn. Dude, that's
Brooklyn. Sometimes they just say that to just, they have to have a reason
saying?
To stop you. Yeah,
but you understand what I'm saying?
I mean,
yeah,
listen,
they have to make a probable cause. Yeah.
Trust me,
having to spend the night in the bullpen behind. You understand? But he's not the only person that I know that's experienced this.
Oh, of course.
Now,
again,
the whole thing is, the only reason why it might be partially his fault is because he's a black guy. But he's not a thug. No 40 inches of underwear. No Jordans. But the cops just on a bender is like, oh, well, he fits the description. Hell, I fit the description. And I'm all the 4-foot nothing with stilts on.
Well, you fit my description of what a criminal is.
I fit the description because I fit the description because I'm a chocolate person and I have locks. You understand what I'm saying? Mind you, if you see me on the street going to work, you wouldn't think, anybody who see me on the street would not think that I'm even slightly close to being intimidating at all, especially if I don't open my mouth. Please, I look harmless. Yeah, I said it. If I don't open my mouth, I'm harmless. But,
yeah,
again,
I can vouch.
Shut up. No one asked you. But again, I fit the description. Is it my fault? The only part that's my fault is the fact that I happen to be. And for the record, I'm actually milk chocolate. I am Hershey's milk chocolate.
Get out of here. Listen, I'm sorry, Red, but Mr. Joe and Mika took up your time. We got to go. Listen, Mr. Joe, thank you. Mika, thank you. And Big Red,
took it up.
Listen.
Mika took it up.
Listen.
It's always the short person.
Please tune in next week.
Yeah.
We will be discussing mental health with special guests. Yeah, we're going to address the elephant in the room, mental health in this country.
Your special guest is Red.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, okay. I'll be tuning in for that.
You know, you guys have a good night. Have a good night. Enjoy your week.
Good night.
And thanks again. Later.
Thank you, guys. You have a good night. All right. Have a good week, guys.
I'll be talking to you next week, Red. I want to hear what you have to say about mental health.
I know you will.
Hi, here, by the way. Later, guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, man.